Hello.
Hi, this is Katie from Georgia Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Georgia?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And what is your year of birth?
Who?
Your year of birth?
What did you say?
Were you born?
What's where I born?
Yes. In what year were you born?
Oh, 1949.
1949. Thank you so much. Okay. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
African American.
Okay, thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Lily, I'm 74 years old. You're talking too much, woman. You ask me something, why are you asking me too many things? You ask me if you have to vote? Yes, I say vote. Now, I agree with you, that's it. Go through what again?
Yes, I will
college. Just ask... College graduate, Lily.
Okay, I'm just going to ask a couple more questions so we can finish with the survey. What is the highest level of a school that you have completed? Did you do the high school graduate?
I do about graduate college.
Okay, thank you. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? On a scale from 0, no power at all, and 10, a lot of power? Would you say that how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about?
I got it voted for tomorrow, for young people coming tomorrow. I'm 74 years old and I wait too long for die. I'm going to vote for young people coming. Good life.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. And in regards to the amount of power, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about?
If you now vote, you know have power. If you vote, you think you're going to win.
Okay, so you think that it's a lot of power if you vote?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Let me ask you something.
Uh-huh. Yes, go ahead.
You remember 2020, COVID?
I'm sorry.
You remember 2020,
uh-huh.
COVID,
uh-huh.
Many people died?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You see, people fix this, people vote, got vote. Somebody fix this corona. Fix supposed give these people vote, okay?
Okay. And so you would say that you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied,
yes.
Or
yes.
Somewhat
very, very satisfied. Very, very satisfied.
Okay, thank you. And now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold.
Ten.
Do you have no opinion or have never heard? What would be your opinion for Donald Trump?
another natural people. You remember, January 6th, I'm not voting for Donald Trump.
Okay, so you would say you are a very cold and unfavorable towards Donald Trump?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And what about the Democratic Party in general? Would you say that you are very warm and favorable, you're neutral, or very cold?
Very warm.
Okay, thank you. And what about the Republican Party?
Die.
Okay. So that would be very cold and unfavorable then for the Republicans.
Okay, let me tell you something. See, we have two parties, Republican and Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
See, and I'm not born today, okay? How many years are you talking, people talking about gun violence, kill people?
Mm-hmm.
How many times you tell people talking about healthcare? People need healthcare. Okay. How many times that people need happy dream? Young people from Mexico help. How many times? Life too short, okay? Everybody gonna be die one day. Lily, do something right for tomorrow.
Okay, thank you. So for the Republican Party, then, you would say that you are unfavorable?
Yes.
Okay. And what about Kamala Harris?
Kamala, you see, that for me, Biden people step down, give Kamala Harris.
How would you say, Kamala Harris, you are very cold and unfavorable? You're neutral?
Very cold, Kamala Harris.
Okay. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? Would you say very cold? Or Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? Would you say very cold?
I'm not Kennedy Jr. I don't know him. President Kennedy. I don't know him.
Okay. And Senator Raphael Warnock?
Good.
Okay. So would you say very warm and favorable for him?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And what about Joe Biden?
Good. Very good. Paul may love me.
Okay. Thank you. And now, I know it is a long way off, but in the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would you say Democrat Joe Biden?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but in the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if it's neither is perfect? Would you say my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much, or voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life? Which of the two statements would you lean the most?
I can hear you. What did you say?
Yes. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Would you say statement A, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life? Or option B, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much?
This is my decision. I voted every year. I voted for school. I voted for senator, deputy, every year I vote the same thing. Same thing, I take a flu shot every year, I vote every year.
Okay, so you would say statement A then, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections?
I vote every year.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Would you say our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, or our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future, or our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people? Which of the three statements is closer to your opinion?
Biden need Republican help for fix the United States broke down. Biden fix the army, help fix it. Healthcare, okay. Education, Biden do everything. Republican sit down, complete. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Oh.
Take me too long. Take me too long. I'm going to eat.
Okay, it's just like a couple questions more. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? Do you feel positive about the future of the country or negative?
Yeah, positive.
Yeah. What about the future of the planet?
Planet needs change. Planet, okay. Yeah.
And your own future?
Yes. Everything will be good in the future.
Okay, and if
we don't look for president, everything would block down again.
Okay. And do you expect it to be harder or easier for you to vote in the upcoming 2024 November general election? Or
Every time I vote early, okay? Everybody should vote early, okay?
Oh, okay. And do you think it's going to be much easier to vote or much harder?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm going to vote early.
Or would you say it's going to be about the same?
I don't know. I can't tell you who's coming tomorrow.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, could you please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections?
If I die tonight, I'm not voting. If we are alive, I'm voting, okay? That's it. I'm going to vote. I will tell you.
Okay.
Hey, you from Wontali or independent?
I'm sorry?
You call for ask the question, where are you from? Republican or Democrat or independent?
Oh, no, it's from Opinion Research, and we're actually talking to people in there.
Good. That's good.
Uh-huh. Who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections, if you would say something about it? Would you say all politicians, Democrats, racist politicians?
I don't know.
Okay.
Every year I know a problem for vote. I vote 1 week before election. Vote early. I never get problem for vote.
Okay, thank you. And now, there's a list below of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, could you please indicate how concerned you are about each item on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 10 means that are very concerned, 5 means that you are neither concerned or unconcerned, and 0 means you are not concerned at all.
Zero. I'm not concerned nothing. God save me. God is going to help American people.
Okay. So increasing political violence in response to American elections? You say that you're not concerned at all?
No, I'm not concerned nothing. God is going to be covered, America.
Okay. And what about allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns? Would you say that
you're
not concerned?
Six January 2021, I never watched TV. I just watched, listen radio, NPR. Public radio. I know watch TV. Keep my brain. Keep. I know watch TV too many things on the TV. After January 6, 2021, no happened. January 6, 2021, Washington. I know watch TV no more. Anyway, thank you for call. I love you. Thank you very much. Continue your job. Keep going like that.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your time, then. I really appreciate
it. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye. Have a nice evening. Bye.
You too.